You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the Business Book Club, where we break down bold, brilliant business books and pull out the insights you can actually use in real life. Today, we're looking at a book that doesn't just challenge how we work. It challenges what we believe about the principles of working. It's called Nine Lies About Work by Marcus Buckingham and Ashley Goodall. And it's about the corporate truths we've all been taught that simply aren't true. Whether you're a team member, a manager, or a leader, this book will stop you in your tracks and ask, what if we've been managing performance, leadership, and culture all wrong? So, let's take a look. The authors, both leadership experts with decades of experience and access to extensive data through Gallup and Cisco, argue that much of what we think of as best practice in work is based on myths, false assumptions. They name nine lies that organisations cling to, and then they bust them one by one. So, let's walk through all nine. Buckle up. Lie number one, people care which company they work for. Nope, people care about who they work with. It's their team, their manager, and their immediate environment that determines engagement, not the mission statement or the brand name on the building. Culture lives in the local team, not the corporate logo. Lie number two, the best plan wins. This sounds good on paper, but the real world moves too fast. The best teams are flexible. They adapt, collaborate, and shift as things change. It's not about having the perfect plan. It's about having the capacity to respond in real time. Lie number three, the best companies cascade goals. You've seen this. Top-down goal setting that flows through layers of management. In theory, it creates alignment, but in practice, it often creates confusion and rigidity. The best alignment comes when people are trusted to set their own priorities based on shared outcomes, not rigid objectives imposed from above. Lie number four, the best people are well-rounded. Actually, the best people are spiky. They're amazing at a few things, not average at everything. Trying to iron out weaknesses and make everyone balanced is a recipe for mediocrity. Strengths-based work wins. Lie number five, people need feedback. Surprised, this one's tricky. People need attention, not just criticism or praise. Generic feedback often creates anxiety or resistance. What people truly thrive on is meaningful, frequent, positive attention, especially when it focuses on what's working. Lie number six, people can reliably rate other people. This one exposes the flaws in performance reviews. Ratings are often more reflective of the person doing the rating than the person being rated. So instead of obsessing over numerical scores, we should focus on ongoing coaching and real conversations. Lie number seven, people have potential. This lie sounds kind, but it's limiting. It assumes potential is a fixed, measurable thing. But potential is contextual. Instead of predicting future performance based on arbitrary traits, we should focus on present strengths and how people are growing right now in real environments. Lie number eight, work-life balance matters most. Controversial, right? The authors say what people really crave isn't balance. It's love for what they do. It's not about perfectly dividing time between life and work. It's about finding energy, purpose, and connection in both. Lie number nine, leadership is a thing. We treat leadership like a formula, but great leaders aren't great in general. they're great for their people, in their moment, with their own unique style. Leadership isn't one size fits all. It's contextual, relational, and deeply personal. This book doesn't just point out what's broken. It invites us to build something better. It reminds us that people are messy, emotional, and human, and trying to squeeze them into rigid systems built on outdated thinking just doesn't work. Want engagement? Trust people? Want performance? Focus on strengths? Want culture? Look to the team, not the posters. So, what's the takeaway from 9 Lies About Work? 1. Be willing to question what you've always assumed was the way. 2. Treat people like individuals, not units in a system. 3. And stop obsessing over control and start investing in trust, attention, and strengths. That's it for this episode of the Business Book Club. If one of those lies hit a nerve, you're not alone. Please like, subscribe, and let us know in the comments. Which workplace myth are you ready to let go of? See you next time.
You've finally broken loose from work. 3 friends, 1 tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious to buy chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Warm season's greetings to you all.